Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. In case you haven't seen these before or listened to these before, my name is Erin and I have a long background in health and fitness. I owned a CrossFit gym for 7 years and I have my CrossFit level 2. I am a certified personal trainer, a certified nutrition coach. I used to work in healthcare as an advanced EMT, and I spent a long time in the sports realm with sports specific training and those kinds of things. That being said, this whole podcast, YouTube thing, if you will, is about me trying to help you guys mentally, physically, and emotionally in any way possible through education, honest, real life things that I've been through, and just being open and honest with you and talking about life together. And today, what I want to do is I want to talk about diet versus exercise. And I really want to change that to nutrition versus exercise because I don't like the term diet for a myriad of reasons. But I think there has been for a while, I think it's getting a little bit better, but I think for a while there's been a big misconception of the importance of diet versus exercise. So which one is the most important? Which one matters most? You know, you hear like abs are made in the kitchen, or it's 20% exercise and 80% diet. And is that true? Is it not true? And I really just want to come at you guys with some facts and some personal experience of my own that I walked through when I owned the gym and just talk to you guys about some things. So the reason that I thought about doing this episode is because when I owned the gym, I had it for 7 years. Our biggest focus was just having really good programming and really educating people on how to move their bodies, the importance of moving their bodies, and making sure that they knew the intent of workouts, like the intended stimulus, and how to go about exercising properly and the importance of that. And I would say about 3 years in, I got really frustrated because I had members that were so consistent and they were so loyal, and they would come 5 to 7 times a week. They would be crushing workouts. They would see gains in their PRs. So they're, you know, they'd be hitting PRs in their weightlifting. They would be getting new skills as far as gymnastics, and they just wouldn't be losing weight. They would have a goal of losing 15, 20, 25 pounds. And, you know, for the first month they came in, maybe they lost 5 or 10 pounds, but then it would just stop. And I didn't understand, because I was like, they're working out so hard, they're doing so good, they're here all the time, why are they stuck? And even though I had my certifications, even though I had been through stuff, I really didn't understand the importance of proper nutrition. And to be honest, I didn't have a good grasp back then of what that was and what that looked like. I was very undereducated on the nutrition side of things, and I would say until the last year or two that we were open, we didn't do anything nutrition related. We didn't run nutrition challenges. We didn't educate on nutrition, you know, other than saying like eat healthy, which what does that even mean, especially in today's day and age with all the options and rumors and facts or whatever flying around on social media. And so people just weren't seeing results. And I want to come to you guys factually so that you can understand what you need to place your importance on, how much importance you need to place on things so that you can see the results that you want to in your own journey. So I want to talk about how we burn energy and the importance of how we burn energy. I have a little paper. I took notes. So really there are three ways. Well, let me back So you have calories. I hope you guys all know what calories are. It's a unit of energy, and we can consume calories through food and drink, or we can burn calories. And there are actually three main ways that we can burn calories. And there's also like a subset that we can burn calories from. And I think it's important that you guys understand that first and foremost, so that you can see the importance of, you know, where you should be spending most of your time if you're short on time. Or if you're really diving into this for the first time, you know, when you have a coach or maybe you got an app, I think you need to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it and not just follow blindly. So first of all, the main way that we burn calories is called resting metabolic rate. It's our resting metabolism. This is accounts well, it accounts for 60 to 75% of our calories burned every day. And this is us burning calories doing nothing. So sleeping, sitting, just existing, and not doing anything at all. So a lot of the time, if you download a fitness app like MyFitnessPal, it's going to ask you to put in your age, your height, your weight, your sex, and then it's going to spit a number out at you. And what it's doing is it's using a mathematical formula to try and find your resting metabolic rate, and then it will create a calorie deficit from that. Just so you guys know, I'm really going to be talking more so for people that are geared towards fat loss or weight loss today than weight gain, because I think this is where they struggle the most, because I've met a lot of people that feel like they can out-exercise a bad diet, bad nutrition. So anyway, our resting metabolism is how we burn most of our calories. So there are things that you can do to change how well your resting metabolism works and how effective it is for your body. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But just know that that's the main way that we burn calories. So it's doing nothing. Then the next way that we do it is called the thermal effective activity, meaning exercise, right? Which is why we're talking about exercise versus diet or exercise versus nutrition. And sorry if you see me keep looking over. The podcast is recording over here, and so I'm making sure that it's going well. And then obviously YouTube is over here, so I apologize for looking back and forth. But it's a thermal effective activity, and this accounts for 15 to 30% of calories burned during the day. There is a subcategory under that called the non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So things that are activity related, but they're not exercise specific. So think about if you take the stairs instead of the elevator, or if you park really, really far away at the grocery store and you walk all the way in and then you walk all the way back out. Those are little things that aren't specific exercise. You know, you're not sitting down saying, I'm doing my workout today. But they're going to help burn more calories throughout the day. So those things account for 15 to 30% of calories burned. Then the last thing is called the thermal effect of food or the thermal effect of feeding. And we do burn calories when we eat. So we burn calories when we're chewing our food, when we're digesting our food and breaking it down, but that only accounts for 10%. So I think it's important to see that our metabolism accounts for 50 Excuse me, 60 to 75% of calories burned. And then exercise is only 15 to 30%. Now, this doesn't mean that you throw exercise out the window because there are benefits beyond weight loss when it comes to exercise. They're looking at increased bone density, you're looking at increased muscle mass, which helps your metabolism, right? They go hand in hand. So I don't ever recommend one without the other. I recommend them both. I do think though, what happens is, and what I see most of the time is people, especially people I coach, is that they will do their workouts consistently, no problem. They're hitting their workouts 5, 6 days a week. They're doing a good job there. But then you look at the consistency of their nutrition, and they're only hitting 4, 5, sometimes 3 days a week, they're hitting their nutrition. And the problem with that is that, as you can see, our nutrition, which affects our metabolism, because it's calories in versus calories out, is going to be the thing that yields the biggest results in the end. Okay? So, a couple things I want you guys to think of really fast. So, I went online and I did a bunch of studying, and I came across PubMed in the National Library of Medicine, and there was an article put out in 2022 by Jasper Most and Leanne Redmond. And they basically, I'm going to put a link in the description so you guys can look at it and read it, because it does such a good job of explaining the importance of calorie restriction, which is a diet, okay, and the importance behind it. And what they said in summary is that calorie restriction is the most potent non-pharmacological intervention to support metabolic health. Well, metabolic health is really important because our resting metabolism is where we burn most of our calories. They then went to say nutritional adequacy is so important with your micronutrients and your macronutrients in having proper calorie restriction and seeing the results that you want to see, especially concerning weight loss. So I'm going to kind of go down a side rabbit hole here. I can do a whole podcast on this at some point if you guys want. But I have a really big beef with diets that are food restrictive for weight loss specifically. If you personally just want to eat meats and fruit, totally fine. If you personally want to cut out dairy, totally fine. If you personally want to be vegan or vegetarian, totally fine. There's nothing wrong with those. But what I don't like is when people come at it from a strictly weight loss view, because then what happens is a lot of time you're missing nutritional adequacy with macronutrients and micronutrients. Not always, but sometimes that happens. And then also our human nature for most of us, when something is extremely restrictive, is to not follow that at all because we feel backed into a corner. And so what happens a lot of time is we do really good Monday through Friday, and then the weekend comes and we binge. And what happens is if we're not good on our nutrition 6 to 7 days out of the week, you are hitting your nutrition for the month at about 60%, which isn't even a passing grade in school, right? So that's why you're not seeing results. It has to be a very consistent thing. So what I love is that they talk about the importance of macronutrients, and your macronutrients are protein, carbs, and fats. And the importance of hitting the right values of those things through the foods you eat with a proper calorie restriction is what's going to give you the biggest results. So what I always recommend is macro counting. And I know for some people it can be tiring. I know it can be frustrating to have your food scale or your measuring cups and to be weighing and measuring things. But if you don't do it, you have no idea exactly how much food you're consuming every day. So if you're trying to lose weight, we have to be in a calorie deficit, right? We talked about this. You have to be consuming less. You have to be. You have to be burning more energy and consuming less. We have to. We have to be in a deficit from our resting metabolic rate in order to lose weight. So if you're not tracking your food, you don't know that you're for sure in a calorie deficit. You have no idea. So when you start counting macros, you can see, am I getting enough protein, which is going to help with my metabolic health? Am I getting enough fats, which helps with brain health and all kinds of other hormonal processes? Am I getting enough carbs for proper energy and consumption and use of the energy and the way I'm trying to use my body when I'm exercising? These things are all really, really important. So I say all that to hopefully help prove to you guys that yes, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because I think nutrition is the hardest thing to stick to, especially in our culture, nutrition is going to be much more important for weight loss specifically than exercise. Again, we need to have both. I think for different reasons, they're equally important, but if we're just talking about losing fat and losing pounds, your nutrition has to be number one. So the reason I like macros is because you don't have to cut anything out. You can still eat anything that you want. We just have to measure it and make sure that we're in the proper range of our numbers. And I think most people have a lot more success when you say, yeah, you can have the slice of pizza or you can have the cake or, you know, you can do that when you have those special occasions and we're trying to eat 80-20, right? There's a whole rabbit hole we can go down as far as food quality and all that stuff. That's not what we're talking about today. As opposed to just telling people, yeah, eat healthy, but just make sure you're getting in the gym, make sure you're exercising. There, you're not going to see the results that you want to see. So I really want to encourage you to make sure that you find somebody, maybe find a coach, or maybe do research on your own to where you really have a grasp and an understanding of nutrition and the properties and the values and the importance of the macronutrients that you're eating. Also the micronutrients, which is just our vitamins and minerals. Those are also important and they play huge roles in hormone health along with other things. But I just want you guys to understand that there is a difference in what is more important than something else. And if your goal specifically is weight loss, then you have to understand that your nutrition is going to play the biggest role. It's going to be the biggest factor in your weight loss journey. And I was talking with my husband about this because I was like, you know, I've been thinking about why it's so hard for people to stick to their nutrition, myself included, versus exercise. Because I feel like I see more and more lately people exercising and crushing it. They're going to the gym, they're doing jiu-jitsu, they're working out at home, they're running marathons, they're doing all these things, but then they're not reaching their goals that they want to reach with their weight loss. And it struck me, and you guys can put in the comments if you agree with this or not, that I think the reason it's so much easier to exercise is because it's a one-time thing every day or 4 days a week or however often you're working out. And it's usually done with a community. You do have people that work out at home, and that's awesome. But especially since the pandemic, a lot of people that work out at home do programs where they still have an online community. And so they get to talk with one another through forums and Facebook groups and stuff like that. And so you're doing this exercise that only takes an hour, maybe 2 hours. You're doing it with community. There's accountability there. You get to see people that you've become friends with. And I think it's easy to stick to because you only have to do it for a certain amount of time. And you get to, it brings you joy, right? Because you're doing it with people that you're happy to see, and there's accountability there. I think nutrition is so hard because nutrition is basically what happens behind closed doors, right? You go home and there isn't a coach there saying, put down the extra cheese, or like slaps the pizza out of your hand when you're over your calories, right? Like, there isn't somebody there doing that for you. Like, there's a coach at the gym saying, one more rep, or we're, you know what, you need to add 5 pounds to that. Or, they don't call you and say, did you hit your nutrition today? Where they might call you and be like, hey, we haven't seen you at the gym. We miss you. Are you doing okay? There's a difference there. It's you basically have to do it on your own. You might have support, you might have a spouse or a friend that you're kind of walking through it with, but there isn't somebody with you typically at every single meal saying, are you hitting your macros? Are you doing what you need to be doing? Where, is the accountability there for this? And, we can all fudge our macros if we really wanted to. Even if you have an accountability group, you can just send in a picture and be like, oh yeah, I ate this, but maybe you really didn't. Or maybe you had two pieces of cake and not one that you entered into the app, right? Like, that happens. It happens. It's human nature. And I think the biggest thing that I can give you as a coach is that at some point you're going to have to decide that you have to do it for yourself. And it is hard, and you're not going to be perfect. And, I think people fall off the train so much more often with nutrition because if you miss a day of working out, for most people, it's like, okay, things got crazy. I missed it, but I'll go to class again tomorrow. If you miss a day of nutrition, most of the time people just throw in the towel. They're like, I missed it. I messed up. It's too hard. I can't do it anymore. And they throw the towel in and then they walk away, right? Or they're like, I had a really bad day and I just ruined everything. And then there's this guilt associated with it versus like, hey, it's just a day. It's just one day. It takes a lot of consistent days of good to see the results that you want to see. So I really want to encourage you guys as you move forward in your health and fitness journey, if whatever your goal is, to make sure that you understand nutrition and make sure that you see the importance of it. Because it's also really important if you have muscle gain or maintenance, right? Those are also really, really important. So make sure that you understand it. Make sure that you understand why you're doing what you're doing. And find friend, a group of people to help walk you through things. And don't just exercise yourself into the ground to see the results you want because that part is easy for you. Be okay with doing the hard thing, taking the accountability for what you're putting into your body, because I promise you're going to be so proud of yourself when you do and when you see the results and when you get to where you want to get and you're going to be like, I did that. I did that. I understood what I was doing. I kept myself accountable. I had help along the way, and it was awesome. So, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, this episode. I don't want to keep you guys very long. If you have any questions about nutrition, macronutrients, micronutrients, I'm here. You guys can put them in the comments. I'd be more than happy to answer. I do also have my fitness and nutrition business. It's called Driven Fitness, and it's only $5 a month You get one-on-one nutrition coaching. There are three workout tracks that you can participate in. There's functional bodybuilding, functional fitness, and an express workout, which is 30 minutes or less. We have a really good group of people going so far. I love what I do. I care about you guys, and I want nothing but the best for you. I hope you have a good day, night, whenever you're watching this. And just remember to take things one day at a time. Bye, guys.